I look back on my life and think, you know, where did this desire to be a businesswoman come from? And it's funny to think back to, you know, just these memories as a kid. I was raised in a small town in Michigan called Frankenmuth. You can call 1-800-FUN-TOWN to reach the city. One thing my family did every year was hold a garage sale. I would negotiate prices with the kids in the neighborhood, and I had a lemonade stand. We would laminate the invites and say, save the date, lemonade stand coming to the Schmidt House. I ended up getting a master's degree in sociology. You know, still didn't know what it was I wanted to be doing with my life, so I chose to jump in my Saab and drive cross country. I saw it as an opportunity to just really soul search, look inside myself, and have time to think. I ended up taking a job at a residential facility that works with children that have mental and behavioral health issues. And that's where I met my husband today, Chris. We were working together there. While I was there, I got pregnant with my son, Oliver. And that's when life changed. Pause. I was in a fairly new relationship. I was pregnant. I was working in a job making $12 an hour, but very happy and feeling fulfilled. But I also knew it wasn't, you know, quite sustainable. And also, you know, being pregnant meant a new identity as a mom. I was excited and in love with the idea, but I also knew that I wanted to be, you know, Jamie Schmidt, whatever that might look like. I took a class on how to make shampoo. I immediately knew this was something I was really feeling and in love with. I really felt the fire and wanted to pursue this newfound interest. I bought a bunch of DIY books on how to make natural body care products. We lived in a humble 800 square foot house in Southeast Portland. My husband Chris was great because he was my guinea pig for everything. There were days when he would, you know, try my new shampoo rinse and walk out of the kitchen pulling rosemary sprigs from his hair. He'd say, that's great, honey. Having this passion alongside this desire to use natural products while pregnant, you know, really just, it all just came together beautifully. You know, this was a time in Portland where everybody in the community was making something. There are farmers markets every weekend, street festivals around town. And I thought it would be really fun to just take my products and set up the table and see what happened. The cat, is she okay?
No, it's perfect.
Okay. I didn't have a whole lot of money to put into my booth. And so those early jars of deodorant are in a mason jar with a photo of me sketched in a bonnet on top. At the farmers market, I was being approached by retailers asking if they could carry my product in their stores. I would go around town with Oliver in tow and a box of deodorant in the other arm, and we would go sell the product to the stores. We started with the co-ops, made our way into the natural grocery stores. We hit Target, Costco, Walmart. Next thing you know, we're global. Within just 2 short years, we had moved from my kitchen to a smaller manufacturing plant to 2 more warehouses and breaking leases just to keep up with the growth. What started as batch sizes of 20 deodorants on my stovetop had grown to batches of 50,000 in a huge warehouse with 150 employees. Schmidt's had this momentum that was just really unstoppable. I mean, we were getting press, our sales numbers were dominating, and even the stores weren't anticipating it. You know, they were running out of inventory and hustling to refill their shelves, and it became really clear that we were a serious player in the industry and we weren't going away. Of course, it wasn't easy. There were obstacles every single day. I was juggling this new identity of business owner with mom, with wife, and everything else that comes along with, you know, running a business and living your life. The orders that were coming in from stores like Costco, Target, Walmart were huge. One thing that definitely set us back was the truck that had our shipment had tipped over on the highway. They had sent us photos of our butters all over the road. Every day posed new problems, new issues that I had to deal with. We had some issues at one point where the dials in our deodorants were getting stuck and customers couldn't advance them, which meant they couldn't use the product. And the way we got around that for a while was to literally take a hairdryer and soften the product with heat until we found the right solution in manufacturing. At one point, I was looking at a personal tax obligation of $300,000, which I didn't have. But I was banking on the business, and I knew that if we had successful launches in some of these bigger stores like Target, then we'd pull through. If anything had gone wrong, and we would have been screwed. One of the greatest goals for Schmidt's was to be the new face of natural. I had always wanted my products to be as widely available to as many people as possible. When Unilever had approached us and expressed their interest in partnering, we knew that we had access to capabilities that otherwise we didn't. A greater supply chain, of course, a strong financial backing, consumer insights, research, and a really strong sales team that could help take the company global. Needless to say, it was an emotional journey for me selling this company I had started in my kitchen. There were a lot of emotions around it. Some of it was relief. Some was confusion. And what did it mean for me now? And some sadness and loss. And I had a moment during the negotiations where I let a few tears fall, and it was hard. As founder and CEO of a company that had grown so massively over 7 years, leading a team of 150 plus employees, I developed a wealth of knowledge and information that I can now share with others trying to do the same thing. All of my projects today are in support of up-and-coming entrepreneurs and makers who are trying to make a name for themselves. My advice to entrepreneurs is to say yes now, then figure out how. As long as you let your values lead and your passion, then you're on the right track. Today, my goal is to give back to the community who supported me in the growth of my business, and to really help take entrepreneurs and makers to the next level.